I'm Walt Lindelow with an Upper Peninsula Health Plan update. Today we hear from Janie Jaffe, Director of Population Health, and Lindsay Havel, Clinical Services Manager at UPHP, about this year's Healthy Kids, Healthy Futures campaign. Here's Lindsay Havel and Janie Jaffe.
This year, the Healthy Kids, Healthy Futures campaign is focusing on preventive care for children of all ages by encouraging completion of annual well care visits and recommended immunizations, including the COVID-19 vaccination for children ages 5 and up.
Now let's talk about that a little bit. And a decision to get a child vaccinated against COVID-19, what information do you have that you can share to help parents make this decision for their child or for their teen?
COVID-19 can be serious in children, and the vaccination can help protect them from getting COVID-19 and help keep them from getting seriously sick if they do get infected. Vaccination can also help protect siblings who are not eligible for the vaccination and other vulnerable family members. Vaccination can also help keep kids in school and help them safely participate in sports, play dates, upcoming school dances, and other group activities. And just as an FYI, the COVID-19 vaccine can safely be given at the same time as other vaccines, including the flu vaccine.
Well, that's some good information there. People want to find out more about learning about where to get the vaccine. How can they do that?
Most COVID-19 vaccines will be scheduled by appointment only these days, but more walk-in clinics are becoming available. We are encouraging you to visit uphp.com/coronavirus/vaccination to find a vaccination location in your area. We have vaccination locations listed by county, along with appointment contact information and vaccine type and brands available. UPHP member or not, we urge you to check out our website for up-to-date vaccination location information.
I'm talking with Janie Jaffe, Director of Population Health at Upper Peninsula Health Plan. With this, child immunization rates, I understand, have been dropping as parents are postponing well child checkups, including shots due to fear of COVID-19 exposure. Makes sense to a certain extent. Now, how should parents go about scheduling these well child visits for their children?
Yes, that's right. Well, immunizations are dropping at an alarming rate, putting millions of children at risk for measles, whooping cough, and other life-threatening illnesses. So we're urging parents to make sure their children are caught up on missed vaccines, and keeping up on well child visits is a key component to keeping up with immunizations. Children and teens need a well child care visit every year. If your child has not had a well care visit in the last year, parents should call their child or teen's primary care provider office to get scheduled. And if they don't have a primary care provider, contacting your insurance company is a great resource for finding a local provider. UPHP members can call UPHP for assistance or visit www.uphp.com.
Also with me in the studio is Lindsay Havel, who is Clinical Services Manager at UPHP. We're talking about this year's Healthy Kids, Healthy Futures campaign. It is, Lindsay, focused on promotion of recommended vaccinations, but also it's focused on those that may be pregnant and breastfeeding. Tell us a little bit about your efforts there.
Sure. Well, so this year we are extending the Healthy Kids, Healthy Futures health promotion campaign to include pregnant and breastfeeding persons as well. So this is new this year. We are urging them to also talk to their healthcare provider about recommended vaccines. So expectant moms are due for the whooping cough shot or Tdap during the third trimester of each pregnancy. They also need a flu shot, which you can get during any trimester, regardless of if it's flu season or not. Pregnant and postpartum persons are at higher risk for severe illness and complication from influenza due to the pregnancy, such as the immune system and heart and lungs. So the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommends that all pregnant persons also be vaccinated against COVID-19. If you are pregnant and you want to know more about vaccines, it would be really helpful to just reach out to your provider, your OBGYN or maternity care provider, and have a conversation with them about, you know, the vaccine mm-hmm. and the importance and some of your concerns. Getting vaccinated during pregnancy, you know, will really help better protect you, your growing baby, your family, and your community.
And Lindsay, you mentioned some concerns. One of those is these maybe some information or misinformation about the COVID vaccine, especially an ability to get pregnant. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's really important to note that there is no evidence suggesting that any vaccines, including COVID-19 vaccines, affect your ability to get pregnant now or in the future. Pregnant and breastfeeding persons who receive a vaccine or even just receive counseling from their providers on the importance of any of the vaccines we've talked about today during the Healthy Kids, Healthy Futures campaign will be entered to win prizes at each participating practice.
Talking with Lindsay Havel, who is Clinical Services Manager at Upper Peninsula Health Plan. Also, Janie Jaffe, the Director of Population Health. Janie, is there anything in particular else that we may need to know about all of this?
Yes, the annual campaign this year is sponsored by Upper Peninsula Health Plan, the Region 1 Perinatal Collaborative, and the Upper Peninsula Health Group, and we will be working with provider offices and health departments across the entire UP. This year's campaign is taking place from March 28th through May 13th. And we also want to point out that children and teens who complete a well care visit during the Healthy Kids, Healthy Futures campaign at participating practices will be entered to win a prize at each practice. So call as soon as you can to get your appointment.
That's Lindsay Havel, Clinical Services Manager, and Janie Jaffe, Director of Population Health at Upper Peninsula Health Plan. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.